It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Delirious. Absolutely deliriously happy.
Hi, gang. And now if you'll all be quiet, we'll start the show.
Hey, we started the show already. Hey, come on, don't thank me. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Fat pig.
Here's our friend. Don't talk to me that way.
No, I was talking to
everybody's insulting me there. 877-365-3636. That's the number to get on the line to get on the air. We are not going to have Mr. McLeod today because I was just informed by Ms. McBride that due to the lack of screenings, I guess BDK, who screens movies for the station, he hasn't seen the X-Files. So we'll probably try to get him on Friday, and we could talk about the X-Files movie and also the Will Ferrell movie, Step Brothers, that's going to be opening that you think's going to suck,
It will suck, but Jump's
Theater.
Yeah, and that's not even a movie. Betty works there.
I recommend it.
I was a teenage hippie. That's it. So, Joe, go out and see those movies, and then we'll talk to you on Friday.
Cool.
One of the things I didn't get to, if you just tuned in, ladies and gentlemen, it's been a bit of a rough day for me today.
Oh, yes.
I'm on the way into work today, and I get into a car accident and got rear-ended, and I'm doing fine because I'm a fighter.
That's right.
Is the vision back yet?
I actually can see pretty good out of one eye now.
How many fingers am I holding up?
12.
That's not right.
A lesser man wouldn't be here.
12 on one hand.
That's right.
I'm going to ask, this question is for Mr. Burbank.
Yes.
Chris Angel. I get up this morning. There's one thing that I TiVo religiously. I think Rob does the same thing, but it's almost like my morning newspaper.
Okay.
And that is the first 15 minutes to 20 minutes of the Today Show.
It's not that I'm anal. It's 21 minutes.
It's about as addicting, just the way they lay it out. It's the front page of a newspaper. You know, once you get deep into that old Today Show, you got some serious problems.
Oh, yeah.
But the first 21 minutes, you can't argue with it because it really gives you everything. And if there's something that splashes overnight or early in the morning, you're going to hit it there.
They have it.
So I wake up this morning and go right to my little TiVo, my little manager of my recordings. And what is there before Regis and Kelly but Chris Angel, Mind Freak?
What's he doing there?
I have never recorded. I have maybe watched that guy when I was skimming around.
Right.
I have maybe seen it one time. I go to it. And it's up at the top of my list of things that I've TiVo'd.
Right.
And it's got the little two record icons like a season pass, right?
Oh, yeah.
And what? Is Chris Angel, is he mind-freaking my TiVo? Is that what he's doing? Can this be done?
Can they reach out?
I don't know.
I just thought of that. But it is possible. In fact,
do you think she likes him? That'd be like
he's kind of hot, isn't he?
Thanks.
He's younger than you.
You have completely thrown me on that one.
I don't know.
What if it is Carla that did it?
I don't know.
I think
she would have to have done it a few days ago.
But isn't that a nighttime show too? And why would it blow out? Why would it totally eradicate my season pass that I have for the Today Show?
I think that tonight they're probably running a lot of it because they're getting ready. Tonight he's going to walk across Lake Mead. Seriously, that's what they're promoting.
Tomorrow we
walk on water.
Yeah.
I've seen him
do it in a swimming pool.
I've watched that show. He's like David Blaine a little bit, right? He's got that same swagger and a lot of attitude. But the whole Today Show thing is gone. And this is my season pass of season. I watch it every single day.
Is your TiVo full? I can't imagine why it didn't record the Today Show. There was no conflicting recording at that time. Right?
I think it's because Chris Angel did something to suck it out of there.
But don't you have the two lines so you could do two shows at once?
I could do any. I mean, Rob, the thing is, I have it recorded. I have it set up to record every morning.
You got TiVo freaked.
Something happened. My question is,
only did someone set it to tape Chris Angel, or I'm sorry, I'm being Beth Ann, record Chris Angel, Beth Angel, it also undid your Today Show because you should be able to do two at once.
I would think so. And can he do that because he's a magician? That's what I wanted to know.
Do you know what channel Chris Angel was recorded
from? I have no idea. I didn't go to it. I didn't press
channel
it. I didn't look at it. I just know he's on one of those reality shows.
I know. At least in the early days of TiVo, NBC and a couple of other outfits had deals with TiVo that they could actually take command of your box and make you record something you never set.
Well, I know that they follow your habits, right? Because they have the database.
Unless you turn off that feature, as I've done.
Like the people at How did you do that?
Oh, it's in the menu. You can go in and tell it not to record. It's a, would you like us to make suggestions? You just say no.
Oh, I probably did that, too. Because, right. I mean, it doesn't normally make that. Suggestions.
I have, too. I have in my bedroom, I have an old school TiVo. Mm-hmm.
And Rob's TiVo records everything that's ever been put on Discovery about Nazis.
And it's only black and white.
Yeah, it's made of wood.
It's that old. It's a wooden TiVo.
It's a very old TiVo
and
set.
And I have what I think you have in the basement, which is an HD DVR. And
right.
That's the high def.
I have an HD DVR in the bedroom and also in the basement.
The best thing about the TiVo is that it'll capture things that I don't ask it to do.
Mm-hmm.
And
I don't
that's
have
always
room
fun.
For that. Yeah. My TiVo
You're
is
so
full.
Busy.
It's too foolish.
I picture your TiVo like sweating. I picture your
yeah.
I picture your TiVo absolutely, yeah. You know, almost ready to have a heart attack.
Like a crate of lettuce.
You know,
down there.
Seriously, your TiVo is talking to himself, and your TiVo is going, "There's nothing he doesn't watch."
Oh, my so TiVo tired. Hates me.
Why is he watching that old crap that nobody watches anymore?
But my father and I will do the same thing. Usually on the weekend, we'll go through Turner Classic Movies for the week and select what we want to watch.
Sometimes you just make me laugh.
Laugh if you will.
But this is Rob and his dad. This is the bonding they do. This is
very close.
This is what they're, I mean, this is their thing. This is the throwing, am I right? This is throwing catch out in the yard as far as your father.
Pretty much.
You two going through Turner Classic movies and picking out, Dad, look, it's Casablanca. That's my boy.
I swear.
Way to go, son.
Dollars to Donuts, Turner Classic Movies is the best channel on DirecTV.
Why?
It's just, they never let you down. And God, the things they
show. All right,
show.
Like,
great old movies.
You old queen. Tell me some of the stuff you've watched on Turner Classic Movies.
They've just taken to showing the Charlie Chan collection again,
well, there
which
you
is
go.
Fantastic.
I wouldn't watch that if you had a 45 automatic at my temple. I wouldn't watch
Maybe
that
Maybe that's
thing.
Why you're so unhappy.
We'll see.
What's everybody picking on me today for? I'm not unhappy.
Recently
got in a car accident today. Christ's sake. Charlie Chan, I've heard the little clips. I've seen that. Rob, it blows my mind with
about
the stuff
two
you watch.
Weeks ago,
it's ancient.
About 2 weeks ago was Judy Garland's birthday.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
I am a gay American.
And they ran some great musicals all day, like the Mickey Rooney.
Good morning, Meredith. This is fantastic.
You want to call by its name? That's strictly for fags.
It's not.
That's faggot stuff.
Not faggot stuff
at
all.
It was Judy Garland's birthday?
Yeah, and they ran all the...
You seriously have gone 20% with that, not with the knowledge of that fact.
Judy Garland and Mickey Rooney, the great musicals, directed by Busby Berkeley. Magnificent. You know, with today's...
We're getting deep here. This is good. We're going on a deep recon
in
the brain of Spiewak right here.
You're
getting gayer by every minute on this show, and I don't necessarily mind it. That's what worries me.
Uh-huh.
Just think about it. You're talking about Judy Garland and Mickey Rooney musicals, and we've had pedicures today.
Okay, take Mickey Rooney out of it entirely.
We've got a TV opportunity on Logo, Rob.
What about all of the great Humphrey Bogart movies he made at Warner Brothers?
I will sit down.
And
I watched Casablanca. I don't mind Casablanca.
Treasure
I don't mind
the Sierra
an old
Madre,
movie.
Key Largo, The Maltese Falcon.
You know, seriously, when you talk about movies that no one would think
Petrified Forest.
A guy would like. See, I don't even know those movies.
You should.
I've seen, I'll tell you, The African Queen is one of my favorite movies.
Excellent movie, and that's a big cornerstone movie.
I like it. Well, Humphrey Bogart's a different story. I mean, that's classic movies. I don't mind that at all.
I know you love.
I love it. I don't love it as much as some of the other ones that I watch. But Casablanca, you can't argue with that one. It's an American classic. But then you go seriously deep. I actually, if you want my feminine side, my real gay side of me, the movies that you want to know a movie I never talk about,
please,
that I will watch if
That's
it's on. I watch it just like I would watch Goodfellas or Rounders.
Okay,
whenever it is on, and it's usually by myself, I watch Sense and Sensibility.
See, that's okay. That's great.
That's a Jane Austen novel, right?
It's a great movie.
That's what kind of queen I am.
Now, I'll tell you, there is one epic queenness that I have that actually upsets Carrie.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the movie Yankee Doodle Dandy with James Cagney.
You are gay.
I don't understand why that would upset her.
I am a gay American.
This is...
It's wonderful. There's music and there's dancing.
And dancing and
that's
color.
That's the big musical.
There's no color. That's the magnificent thing.
Ah.
It's black and white.
Ah.
You wouldn't think James Cagney could dance.
I just want to say I'm very proud that you were able to father two children. I think that's fantastic. And you went out and got a big hairy vasectomy.
I did. A hairy one.
It's outstanding.
You had to pay extra to get a hairy
one. Of all the movies you appreciate, what would fall into the most
gayest
because
movie.
you are in touch with your feminine side.
But I think the gayest movie that I really, really enjoy,
right?
If you're going to go Jane Austen, My Fair Lady.
I love it,
too.
Oh,
my.
Oh, we've just chased them all away. We just chased them all. They're all gone now.
Two things just fell off my body.
Hey, I'd like to mention that the Buzz Babes will be here on Friday.
To try to straighten things out.
And Buzz had a great idea that, like, later this summer, while the weather's still warm,
it's summer,
we're going to have kind of a slip and slide thing going on outside.
That'd be nice. Let's put it on the grass. My Fair Lady.
My Fair Lady can.
Sound of Music.
They're both at the top of the gay chain.
Yeah, West Side Story.
West Side Story, slightly more, but still. Musicals on film. It's
I
very
love
gay.
Musicals.
I don't
it's the
mind.
Only true American film art form.
Okay. Let's go to AJ in Fairfax. AJ, welcome to the land of homosexuality that is the Michael Mara Show.
Yes, how do you libretto. Solve a problem like
Oh,
Marie,
shut yeah. up! You're making it worse! AJ, what can we do for you?
What about the Kafka-esque Don Knotts in Mr. Limpet?
Oh. The Incredible Mr. Limpet.
Great they show movie. That on Turner.
That's a not movie. A bad movie. Yeah.
There you go. That's
it's
nice.
Not a great movie, well, you're but right. It's an okay movie.
I have
it's
great agreeable. Memories of it. Let's put it that way.
Well, the thing about like Mr. Limpet, you go back and you see some of those really like phenomenal character actors that are in those
Joe
movies.
Joe Flynn is in all of them.
Yeah, they're not bad.
Not that's... as good as The Shakiest Gun in the West, but it'll do.
AJ, thank you for calling and removing some of the gayness. No, we didn't remove any of the gayness.
Not a
Don
bit.
Knotts is not going to remove any gayness from the discussion.
And his broad pectoral muscles?
Now, you've had time to think as far as he's given Sound of Music and My Fair Lady.
I won't even.
You don't get any more than
I'm
that.
I'm not even going to say go.
I've given us gonna, like, Sense and Sensibility.
Right. The first things that come to mind, I do sort of enjoy the West Side Story. I do like that.
Okay.
It's, you know, when you're a jet, you're a
so
jet.
So you can
way.
Watch
so
that.
Semi-tough.
You can sit down and watch that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I find that gratifying.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to all of us get in touch with our feminine
side. Do you know how many times I've seen Gone with the Wind?
Too many?
Now, you know what? I'm seriously.
I'm not doing this to, show off.
It's going
to
be Robbie Vagina pretty soon. It's really this. Rob, I seriously think you've got to stop.
I know huge hunks of dialogue. I love that movie.
For your own good.
You must stop, Rob.
Although it falls apart after about 3 hours.
I can't stop him. I can't control him right now. I've never not been able to control him. Yeah, let's go to Tony in Spokane, Washington. Tony, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. How are you, Tony?
Good, Mike. Yankee Doodle Dandy is not gay.
Yankee Doodle Dandy is not gay.
No,
so
it's
you
great.
Are.
It's one of the most masculine musicals.
Do you find yourself breaking into song with a straw hat?
Yes. No. It's awesome. It's patriotic. George M. Cohan. Kill the Hun.
Cohan.
It's kill the Hen.
All right, you got a fan out there, Rob. Let's go to Eric in Sacramento. Eric, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Eric.
Hi, Buzz and Rob as well. And Bethany, it's great to have her back.
Very good.
Listen, I would like to share just a quick bit of my own gayety.
Okay, I think it's good that we're getting
I
men
think it's nice.
To share their gayness. Not, and of course, like we always say from Seinfeld, not that there's anything
exactly.
wrong with that.
Show us your gayness.
Just Eric, don't ask show me us... what I watched last night.
We won't.
He's going nuts. What is give us your gayness, Eric.
You know what? It was about 8 years ago that my wife busted me crying to the dancing scene in Romeo and Michelle's high school reunion.
Now that is gay.
That is extremely
That's
gay.
A winner.
I'm very,
Thank
very
you.
Pleased. Thank you so much. We appreciate that. All right. We all have established the fact that we are women.
Uh-huh.
And now it's time to move on to another subject, the Hollywood buzz.
Some of us more than others.
Here he is, West Side Story's own... Maria, Buzz Burbank, ladies and gentlemen.
Hi.
Hi.
Did Batman assault his own mother?
I have so many thoughts on this,
Good.
Buzz.
I want to hear them.
Go ahead.
Here's
I know
the
he
setup.
Was arrested,
Here's
right?
the setup for you. Yeah, his alleged dust-up with his mom and sis came after his mom insulted the actor's wife, according to the London Daily Mail. Christian was stressed, but he didn't lay a finger on anyone, according to a source. Just got very loud because his mother was saying some very outrageous things about him and his wife.
She's a hoa.
Scotland Yard. We don't know what she said.
Mm-hmm.
Scotland Yard arrested the Dark Knight star Tuesday after letting him go to the flick's European premiere.
What's all this then?
And then they grilled him for 4 hours.
It's silly.
And released him on bail. Get it?
You want to hear something? Weird, though.
Yeah,
listen to this tape. This is from one of the pre-release interviews he did about Batman.
Uh-huh. This guy is brooding. You want to talk about the serious brooding actor,
Check
right?
Check this out. Christian Bale.
Bruce is certainly suffering, sacrificing in many ways, both mentally and physically as well from this character of Batman, who he has unleashed and who he's really unable to rein in.
Go get it, Mike.
Anymore.
Go get him.
Hey, Christian, F off. Really? I mean, what? Give me a break. This is a movie made about a comic book. Mm-hmm. And you want to talk? I saw this guy. He was interviewed on the Today mm-hmm. Show recently. Mm-hmm. You want to talk about a guy? He took himself so seriously that he frightened me. I was looking at the guy, and I'm like going, he didn't look quite right. And when this story came out today, it mm-hmm. made – you see the guy. Look at all the clips of him when he's not acting. Mm-hmm. And then you get into the next layer of the onion, mm-hmm. and the fact is he's one of these guys that does the whole commit to the role deal
yep.
where he will lose the 60 pounds to play
right.
a role
yeah. Oh, yeah.
where he's going to be in the jungle. And you also have to another layer. Let me peel another one off here.
Right.
This kid's been making movies since he was 9 years old.
As a matter mm-hmm. of fact, one of his first movies was a musical. It was.
What was it?
Newsies.
Jesus Christ.
Not a good one.
Will you control it? Will you control yourself?
I can't.
Do I have to throw a bucket of water on you today?
I hope it's warm water.
I tell you, the only weak part of the movie, in my opinion, I thought the movie was fantastic. The mm-hmm. only thing I hated about the movie was Christian Bale's
voice. Oh, you
voice.
Saw it. Okay.
Yeah, his voice as Batman when he always talks like that. It was just annoying.
Now,
just,
another thing.
Stop it. I just wanted to slap it.
The reason I said I had so many things to say, there's so many layers. So you've got mm-hmm. the child star thing. Mm-hmm. You've got the brooding actor deal that he's got here. Mm-hmm. You've got the now also crazy accent people. Mm-hmm. Britney Spears, mm-hmm. Madonna.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard older interviews with Christian Bale where he has the decidedly super British accent? He changes his accent. Now, he was, I know he's British. I think he's got a British father.
Yeah.
He's been raised in the States, but he does change the mm-hmm. dialect that you hear, mm-hmm. not when he's doing movie roles, when he's just being interviewed.
Right.
So you got multi-layers of this guy, and it's a very strange situation.
This morning, he was using an outrageous Scottish accent.
I love the Batman! You got to come and see it! How did you like it? Did you like it?
I thought the movie was excellent. The only thing that annoyed me was Christian Bale's breathy voice when he was Batman.
Not too long at all?
No, well, it's a little long, but yeah. pretty good movie. It holds up well, I think.
You dig the whole Batman thing, right? You're into it, right?
I'm not one of the super fans, no. In fact, I, like you, am tired generally of the comic book movies, but as a story, as a movie, this holds up very, very well.
It's very strange because it seems like they arrested him, but they questioned him for 4 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, that. I mean, that
well,
had to
they
be
have a lot of questions about the movie, I'm sure.
Yeah, and 2.5 hours was just brooding.
He was brooding. But we do have a comment from the woman, I guess, that started all this, the woman that was insulted.
Mm-hmm.
This is Christian Bale's wife.
Okay.
Here she is.
Delirious.
Oh, no.
Absolutely deliriously happy.
Yes.
Maybe wife isn't the right word. Life partner.
So if I played that and he heard it, he'd come down here and try to kick my ass. Isn't that what would happen?
I think that, well, he would try.
He's a brooding actor.
I wouldn't worry about it too much.
He's up, in the league of Sean Penn as far as brooding is concerned.
Sean Penn is super brooder, though.
He's a super brooder, mm-hmm. and he likes to kick the ass of photographers, which I don't necessarily mind.
I read that when he was trying to train how to stay in focus and stay in character,
right.
he would burn himself with cigarettes and not flinch.
Oh,
that
yeah.
was his training.
In one of their scenes, they needed to be serious, so they burned themselves with cigarettes so that they would have a straight face.
What's wrong with that?
That's how we do that every break. Reports indicate this was more of a verbal altercation than a physical one, but that Bale might have pushed his mother out of the way at some point. Now, TMZ says there's a division of opinion. Division of opinion on whether the contact was a push or a brush.
I think it wipes a hole. Hello, Mommy. There's no need for... You don't need to throw that at me. What are you doing? Yes, I'm mad at you. I'm mad at you, Mommy. Mommy.
You are there.
Mm-hmm.
Bale turned himself in early Monday morning, released on bail after agreeing to return to the police station in September for more questioning.
Hello, this is Christian Bale. I'm the new Batman, and I'm here to turn myself in. Just give me the key.
Brooding.
I'm brooding. I'll just be here. I'll be here if you need me.
You're in jail now.
Yeah, I'm in jail now. Okay. Thank you.
His lawyers say he's innocent.
Okay.
And while we're on the other side of the big drink, Amy Winehouse has been contacting various rehab clinics. But not because she wants to commit herself, because she wants to help other addicts.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, a little philanthropic activity.
I would love to ask her about this. Well, again, here she is. Hi, Amy. Are you all right? Is that a little spit up there?
No, I was what I was doing was eating a flesh-eating fish that died on the floor that Johnny Ho left.
Oh, don't eat those.
Have you met him?
No, I didn't meet him. I just saw one of the fish on the floor.
They were eating
I picked it up. I put it in my mouth, and I sucked it right down, all right?
You look lovely, but did you know that you sound if I...
Hold on, I got a booger.
Oh, no.
All right, there you go, love. Come on now, easy.
Oh, not here, please. Oh, don't.
It's attached to one of me dark black nose hairs.
Spaghetti.
Oh, I hate these pesky nose hairs.
Oh,
there we go. Look at that. It looks like a little Christmas ornament, doesn't it?
And now you're...
Look at it, jingle, jangle, jingle.
Like an earring.
That's right.
Your eyes have watered up.
Let me get this in me pocket, save it for later.
How's Blakey?
For the fans?
Oh, Blakey's doing great. You know, he's still incarcerated.
Yes, he is.
And I wish him a very best of luck.
What was his crime?
I don't know. It's drugs. We do anything. Any substance that's available. And then I sing like a nightingale.
Yes,
that's my only job, is doing drugs and singing like a nightingale. That's why I am yours truly, Amy Effing Winehouse.
Now, Amy, how can you help other addicts if you're still doing the drugs?
Because I will show them how bad life can be with drugs by giving them a number one personal example of what not to do.
Well, that's a good answer.
I don't think there's any better way of showing a potential addict what can happen to them with the weight loss, the loss of teeth, and all the other things.
Is there anything else you're teaching the addicts?
Yes, comparison shopping.
Really?
Yes, I am. Have a great show, boys.
Who are you?
I'm Amy Effing Winehouse.
Thank you, Amy.
Wow. All right, Buzz, we got to take a break.
A source says, quote, despite what's being said, Amy's doing really well and has turned a corner.
All right, we're going to take a break. Come back. We'll have more Buzz and more chit-chat and more gay movies and more fun. You are listening to The Mike O'Mara Show, and we'll be right back.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.